What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
We went the hardest in the celebrations.
Can't say myself, can I?
Sort of almost got to tell yourself that you're a big game player or a big finals player. So somehow I thought, well, just because I play well as a 13-year-old, I'd have to play well in the grand final.
Me and Cogs are a couple of good WA boys, and we do get a bit affectionate with each other, always giving each other kisses and stuff. Nah, not really, just, you know, a manly kiss on the cheek every now and then.
Welcome back to the Bray and Ethan podcast, episode 61. And Ethan, we're joined by someone who we actually went to the same school with a year below and now could be finding his way onto an AFL list.
Yeah, and I believe it's the first South for a prospect since Jesse Motlop. And I reckon one of the more unique names you'll come across. Steely Green, welcome to the show.
How you going, lads? Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. Firstly, the name. Have you ever met someone else with the name Steely, and is there a story behind the name?
I haven't quite met a name with Steely with a Y, but I've met a few Steels and stuff like that, but no. I think my mum named me after this famous singer, I don't even know him. Steely Dan, his name was. So I've got no idea.
Yeah, nice. Country boy, spent some time in Donnybrook and Pingerley. Tell us about your upbringing there to South Freo, and was footy something you've always been interested in?
This is my third year in footy, so I haven't really played that
much. Right.
BP was pretty much the start of it, Brookton Pingerley.
Mm-hmm.
I think we won a flag the first year I was there, best on, so I was pretty stoked with that.
How'd you get into footy then, if it was like...
So late.
Yeah, so late.
So random, but I think just I went down and watched a couple of local games and I just loved the environment. I thought it was everything, so wanted to get in with that and then, just started footy. But funnily enough, I used to do sailing and rugby, my past two sports, but only recently just got into footy.
Yeah, right, interesting. Well, as we said, you were the year below us at Cedar. How was the move to Cedar? And for us, it helped in a lot of ways, but was that the same for you?
It was definitely better than normal school, I reckon. Probably a bit easier. doing less, but at the same time, still doing more. So it was weird. Yeah. Cedar's good, though.
Yeah. Nice to rep the Dockers logo around as well.
Yeah,
exactly.
We'll touch on this year a lot more, but coming into this, was AFL even slightly on the radar this year? Because, you seemed as one of the biggest state's chances to get picked up. So have you even surprised yourself? Because, I feel like, I don't want to say like a no name, but I feel like, you've had a pretty good year and come out of nowhere in some respects.
Yeah, I think last year I was averaging 8 touches in the Colts side, so... I'm a bit of a no one still at the moment. just pre-season, had a massive pre-season at the start of the year. Did what I needed to do with a personal trainer, Josh Kovac, shout out to him. I just had a big, massive grind and got to where I needed to be, which is today.
The next question is, was there a turning point for you? Because you were in the league side at South Freo pretty much the whole year from round one, and you've been... arguably one of the best players on multiple occasions.
I don't know what happened. Just trained well. Got the call up from Curls, the head coach. The night before, I was actually heading down to the beach, honestly preparing for the Colts game. Got the call from Big Todd. said, mate, you're playing. Just sat there, couldn't say much. I was just stoked.
Shock, yeah.
Yeah, just massive shock. And then, rolled out Subiaco and got a go, which was good.
Did you play a Rezzy's game at all before that, or the jump from Colts to league?
Straight from Colts to league. Yeah, it was. I don't know.
So like your first senior footy.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Were you sort of out there and like while you're playing, you're kind of like, how have I got here? Because there would have been players who, were on an AFL list, played AFL, and even teammates as well.
Yeah, I was in awe. To be honest, felt like I was running around with a bunch of AFL players. Well, pretty much am with Subs, like Nick Subin, Sloisi, like amazing players. So just to sit there and watch and run along with them is scary, but same time pretty sick.
And despite playing only one finals game, what was it like playing in the finals on the weekend? Disappointing result against Peel, obviously to be eliminated, but what did the boys take out of it and the season in general?
I think the season was a bit up and down for us, or for the league side. Had its moments. things didn't go our way, things went our way. But yeah, I think we just struggled to really put scoreboard pressure on, and Peel just got the better on the day.
It must have been tough though on the weekend. Like, I feel like with the Dockers Peel thing, it's kind of died down a little bit, like people more understanding of them. But like at the same time, how was it playing? Because, you know, Dockers players, there was like Tabner out there, those sort of guys, Erasmus.
Yeah, Tabs is a bit funny, eh? Like, he gets a bit rough, but...
Was there any talk on the field? Any of the Dockers boys give anything to you?
I think Blakely didn't like me too much.
Yeah, okay.
He had me running around a bit. Had a bit of a scruffle with him when Sleuthy got him holding the ball, which was fair enough. I didn't mind ripping into him.
Yeah. Will you play... Because I saw, obviously, the league side's out, but the reserves and Colts are still in finals. So is that year done for you? Are you going to play?
No, year's done. Unfortunately, I didn't qualify for Rezzies or Colts. So, yeah.
Oh, well. This year was also your first year or first time playing state footy as well. It was probably when you started to make more of a name for yourself. So how did you enjoy the championships as a whole?
I don't know. I think I fell out of form a bit. I wouldn't say it was my best four games ever. But yeah, just tried to do the little things, tackle, pressure, just get around the boys. I think we ended up with getting a win at home, which was nice.
And you're one of 12 heading off to the national combine. So how does it make you feel knowing you're one of the, you know, there's a handful of clubs at least interested in you, and what are you wanting to achieve? Because it's probably the last thing to tick off before the draft.
Yeah, it's like from now to the draft, I think it's a long wait. So just doing the little extras, training. I think I'm training a fair bit, getting ready for the combine, just trying to really make a point, make a bit more of a name for myself.
Yeah, is it like, because you said obviously you're only playing for 3 years, so is the dream to play AFL, or are you sort of just wanting to play sort of for fun, or do you genuinely believe like you want to make the AFL?
Like, yeah, it's definitely a dream. I think the dream only started 2 years ago, so it would be nice, but if not, just get back on the horse and start again, really.
Yeah. Well, off the field, we know you're working full time and love the outdoors. What's keeping you busy?
Busies, that's a new one. I haven't heard that before. Just doing the simple stuff. I got a property out in Brookton, so I find myself out there every spare weekend.
Yep.
Cruising around out there.
Any plans for draft night later on in the year?
Yeah, look, I don't think I'll be watching. I'll be
really?
Too nervous.
Smart. It might be smart, you know.
At least then I won't be disappointed if I'm not picked up because I'm not watching it. But
Wait to see.
Hope for the best.
All right. Well, that's the questions done from us. We're going to move on to the speed questions. The first thing that comes to your mind. Like about 15 or so of them to roll off here. First one, nickname.
Steely's pretty nickname already, so
exactly.
Go with that. Steely.
It is nicknamey.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you'd buy with an AFL paycheck?
Oh, I'd probably buy my mum something, nice bunch of flowers or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Got to give back.
Yeah.
All right. If you could have a meal with three people in the world, who would you choose?
Oh, it's a good one, actually.
Connor Blakely.
No, I'd probably give him a mouthful. Chris Judd. Love to pick his brain and just ask him heaps of questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to. You got me on the spot here. I was going to say Benny Cousins, but probably best not to. We'll throw Benny on there as well. One more. Jeez.
Who have we had before? I feel like
LeBron's.
If you put it like that, for sure.
Anyone. It could be anyone.
Surely he'd shout. Yeah.
You'd hope so.
Dream job outside of footy?
Farmer, probably. Yeah.
Nice.
Farmer.
Most used app on your phone?
Probably Snapchat.
Dream holiday destination?
Italy.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Been travelling much or?
Nah, I've barely flown out of Perth. Country or something. You know, I don't know which one. But yeah, that was the first time flying and playing a game, so a bit different, a bit scary.
Most prized possession.
Probably my car.
Yeah.
Favourite food or pre-game snack?
It's a berry smoothie, but I have ice cream and yogurt and milk in it, which is a big no-no apparently. So I don't know. But yeah, that's what I roll with. It's been all right.
looks, if it's working, gets the job done.
Yeah.
Stick with the winning formula.
Yeah. Right. Favorite song?
Oh, bloody hell. I've just actually just started listening to the Juicy. I don't even know what it's called. Plays it, but yeah, I don't know. Just listen it on the way here.
Favorite movie or actor?
Focus. That the one where they pickpocket and stuff. Who was it? Will Smith and Margaret. What's her name?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah. I'd probably say her as well.
Yep. Winter or summer?
Winter.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Love the rain. Yeah. Love putting heaps of clothes on. It's weird.
It's fair enough.
Yeah.
In a way, you'd rather be cold than sweat your ass off. I prefer summer.
The weather's been weird lately. Like it feels like it was heating up, and then it's like all of a sudden it's starting to feel like winter again. Beach or pool?
Beach.
Biggest pet peeve?
That's a hard one. What have you guys had?
I think what was it? Someone said loudest, like people who chew with their mouth full.
Yeah, people who just chew loud, like that would, that's definitely annoying.
If you're stuck on an island for a week and you're allowed 3 items, what are you bringing?
Probably food. Probably bring heaps of food. Well, it depends, is there service or are just on an island with nothing?
Well, the thing is, everyone says their phone.
Yeah, but it'd be useless if there's no service out there.
Yeah, and no power to recharge.
Okay, so we won't go with that.
Unless you're going to bring your phone and a charger and a generator, then
that's
the only way. Yeah.
Nah, food, water, some form of shelter, a tent.
Yeah, that's smart.
Nice. Xbox or PlayStation?
I actually don't play any.
Really?
I don't play games or anything, so.
Next question would be irrelevant as well because it's FIFA or 2K.
Oh, probably 2K.
Okay.
Perfect place for a date.
I don't know, somewhere nice for dinner. I don't know.
Standard. Yeah.
And last one, favorite podcast.
I don't really listen to many podcasts.
Oh, there we go. That's a good answer. We'll end the episode there. It's been good chatting.
Is that a good answer?
Look, you didn't say not us. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's all right. All right. Instagram questions. Facebook, Twitter as well, @BrayandEthan. First one here from Dill @co. Did it hurt when you got struck by lightning?
I want to hear this because saw this. What is this story about the lightning?
Oh, yeah. Dylan Atkinson. No, he's a character, that bloke. Lightning. I was sailing. So I actually got struck by lightning when I was sailing, funnily enough. And that's how I started playing footy because I stopped sailing.
Because footy has rules, around if there's lightning.
What happened?
Yeah, I'll give you the rundown. So I was out sailing. I was getting ready for this sailing event. Finished training. I was waltzing in. And then there was a freak storm came out of nowhere. And, I was just packing up. I was holding the mast that goes up into the air. And then it hit the top of the mast, came down and hit, went through me. Pushed off the boat about 6 meters back. Lucky we were just on the sand, so I was sweet. I wasn't in the water or anything. And then, woke up in hospital. What saved me were my rubber boots. So I was all sweet.
How long ago was this?
I would have been 13. Yeah.
Okay.
Couple years. I was going to say, what does it feel like? But you're obviously clean, knocked out.
No, I felt it. Like, ever touch the door and it gives you that little buzz? Yeah, I mean, just imagine that, but a million times worse.
Throughout your whole body.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Jeez. Yeah. Pretty sick story, but
yeah. Jim Merlo or Jimmy Miller, I think it is. Pre-game swims changed your life?
Oh, massively. That's a big tick. If it's not done, it's not right. Jimmy Miller's been good to me this year. Cooks me breakfast and we go for a swim, so it's been good.
Next one here from John D. Beer. Is it true you only wear
Josh?
Oh, Josh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't know where I saw that from, but. Is it true you only wear one pair of undies for games? Lucky triangles.
No, he's got it completely wrong. I love to wear black Kelvins. That's the go-to.
Right.
If it's not them, I'm not playing good.
Got to get a sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah.
Wire Blue 2019. If you could play any position, what would it be?
That's actually my brother, so I don't know why he's asking stuff like that. He knows nothing about footy. I don't know, I do see myself as a good halfback. Haven't had the opportunity yet, but yeah, love a good halfback.
Nice. Yeah. Glenn Byron, bring back the dirty rat's tail, question mark.
Nah, that's well and truly long gone. I think Nick Subin was chasing me around in the change rooms trying to cut it off. So he got the better of me and got it. But yeah, no, it's not coming back.
Someone cut Robbo's off in the Brisbane change rooms.
Saw that, Reece Mathis.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that was pretty funny. But
did you have the rat's tail when you were at Cedar? I feel like you would have.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Went through a stage.
They obviously accepted it. Hudson Brewer, I reckon you'll keep your girlfriend if you get drafted.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure. Don't think much is going to change. It's just onto a list.
Yep.
Mel Shreve.
That's a shit question.
Mel Shreve, do you have a girlfriend?
That is my girlfriend. So, yeah, I don't know why she's asking.
Just reassuring.
Yes. Yes. Got to get it out there. Ben Ashton, I think it is. Is it true when you were a kid, you used to run around Kings Park trying to be Spider-Man?
Oh, my God. These questions are getting out of control. I've got no idea who that is, and I've got no idea why they're saying that.
Harry Jones, 6. Who was your idol growing up?
My idol. That's a tough one because I didn't really watch footy when I was younger, so nothing really AFL based.
But who do you support, by the way?
Hawthorn. Just leave that there.
So, well, you would have.
You wouldn't have been after the
exactly
3 years ago. So
no, I'm not. I didn't jump on the
that's
wagon.
Exactly.
No. My auntie actually got me onto Hawthorn, so no one can say that I'm a bandwagon. Idol. I don't know. Just keep it simple. Say my mum.
Yeah.
Get brownie points up.
Luke O'Leary, another Cedar alumni.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you want to get drafted to? Is like obviously anyone, but like any preference?
Nah, no, couldn't care less. As long as I get picked up at the end of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Essential Fitness _Perth. At any stage, did you doubt yourself? And if so, who helped you turn it around?
Yeah, massively doubted myself at the start of last year. Thought I was a bit of an out. Didn't really do much. What saved me actually was doing the extras, like running with Josh. Actually, that's my personal trainer who asked that. Yep. So doing things like that just to really prepare myself so I don't have to worry about anything, so I can just run out on the day and perform.
Yeah, I imagine like, I know this is more of a comp. The laptop's just gone bang. I imagine this is like I know like people talk about it for more waffle, like league players, but I feel like it'd be the same for all three grades. Like, I feel like it would be pretty easy for some guys to quit and just try play ammos or go back to where they came from. Like, do you reckon you see that much? Because I feel like, you know, you're not getting really paid. It's a big commitment, that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. I think, it's hard with AFL and even waffle, like sometimes you just don't get the gig, sometimes you get the gig, but yeah, been pretty lucky. But like, yeah, you definitely go and watch an amateurs game, you go, what the hell are these people doing down here? Like, they're way too good to be doing this. But yeah, you can just tell that they didn't really enjoy it, or they did their time there. So yeah.
JB Papa, favorite teammate?
Oh, he can't do that to me. I've got a few favourites, like probably Jimmy Miller's up there.
I mean, yeah, swims, just do it.
Yeah. See, he's doing extras, yeah.
WA footy prospects, hardest player you've played on, played against during the under-18 championships.
Under-18 championships. I don't know, Will Ashcroft wasn't that hard. He was just more silking, like you just sat back and you're like, holy crap, like just gone so quick. Mm. I don't know, hardest player. It's a tough one. We'll just go with Ashy.
Yeah. The Wog Boy 98. How's your GQ?
Yeah, it's good. Clean it pretty much every day, I think. But yeah, it's my prized possession.
Said your car was, so you lied before.
Yeah, that is my car, a GQ.
Oh, sorry.
GQ Patrol, yeah.
Sorry, I was glitching out there. I didn't know what it was. It's not a question, but Jacob Lansmere has said, best name in football is your name.
You agree with that?
Sorry, say
your again. Your name's the best name in football, Jacob says.
It's all right. It's not bad.
I reckon the commentators would love like That's what a name though. So
yeah, maybe. One commentator in the AFL that would love it, I reckon, be obviously Brian Taylor. He'd get yeah. around that, I reckon. He'd go to Stirling or something.
Yeah, really
stretch it out a few wires.
Yeah, he would. He'd froth it.
Ben Robinson 03, thoughts on making Miss Crimson go home after an hour in E8?
I've got no idea what
long time ago.
Talking about. Yeah, that is a very long time ago.
Tyler Flanagan 3, would you ever play for the Power?
Yeah, obviously I'd play anywhere. Power would, yeah, probably be right. I think they're coming a bit of an up, I think.
Sure. All right, well, that concludes the Q&As. Now we'll move on to the quiz. Based on your own stats here, see how well you know them. Big leaderboard, a lot of your WA teammates. There's three of them tied on 15, Sam Gilbey, Elijah Hewitt and Ruben Gimby. Kane Bevan from last week, he got 14, and Jed Hagen's on 12. So if you can beat those boys.
A little bit of like knowledge on South Freo as well, so not all your stats.
Oh, no.
Right, well, let's get firing. Question number one. What is your listed height and weight on the Waffle website?
Oh, I know it's not right, but I think it's 178 centimetres. Oh. And 75 kilos. Oh.
Give you half a point there for the first bit. It was 70 kilos.
Really?
So,
jeez, I've put on a bit of weight since then, I think.
Yeah. All right, 0.5.
Yeah. How many points did Peel Thunder beat you by on the weekend?
14.
Nine.
All right,
didn't even look.
0.5 still. Question number three. How many disposals did you have in this game? And a bonus point if you can name the kicks and the handballs from those disposals.
In the Peel game?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a shocker. I think I had 12 disposals.
That's right. There you go. One and a half.
Oh, would have been like five handballs. How many was it?
Four handballs, eight kicks.
And then, yeah, eight kicks.
Cheeky. One and a half.
Yeah.
From the first three.
I'm doing no good here.
No.
All right. Okay. What is the most tackles you've had in a league game this year, and who was it against for an extra point?
Oh, no. 10?
No. You can guess the opponent, though. Still get a point here. It was 7.
It wouldn't have been Perth, I don't reckon. Probably... Subi? Don't tell me it was Perth.
It was Perth. That was the game. I think you had 31 in as well. So still I need to get rolling here.
Yeah, still 1.5.
I don't really look at stats, to be honest.
Oh, well, this is going to hurt you then. Question number five. There's only been one team in the league this year who you've lost to, but still had over 20 possessions against. What round was this in?
Or opponent. Either one.
Or opponent, yeah.
Over 20 and
lost.
Who we lost? Was it West Perth at 22?
Yeah, bang, got a point there.
2.5.
We're getting
rolling.
All right, so in your time playing all three grades at South Fremantle, what is the only grade that you've given away more free kicks than you've received in? So there's only one out of the three grades, league, reserves, or Colts.
That's played reserves.
So it has to be league then, wouldn't it?
Bang.
Yeah,
thank you. Go. 3.5. Question number 7. For 2 points here, this could be big. Name your WA teammates who were closest both up and down from your numbers. With the numbers on the back from your state teammates.
Oh, you're kidding, surely. So.
So you're number 5. So number 4 and number 6.
Yeah, we need number 4 and number 6.
Number 4. Wasn't it Elijah Hewitt? Oh.
It was Mitch Barron.
Oh, it was too.
Now, you can still get a point here if you can get the number 6.
Oh, no idea. Jordan Douglas?
Fortunately not.
Daniel Gathacol.
You've completely stuffed me here, boys. I've got no idea.
So is it 2.5 still? Did we get to 3.5?
No,
we got
three.
To 3.5.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Question number 8, Ethan.
Yes. Now, there's 3 points. Yeah. I reckon you can get a little bit of this. Not sure about the full point. So how many other South Randall players made the Colts team of the year? Name them and the positions they were put in.
Liam Brennis, full pocket. Rowan O'Hare, interchange.
Well, we'll give you the, we'll give you that correct.
Christian Wilson. Is that it?
Yeah, that's correct.
I've done well here.
So three.
Yeah, yeah,
three
we'll points. Give him the three there.
I Rowan was
says
on
forward pocket, but
yeah.
No, I said forward pocket, didn't I?
I said interchange.
All right, that takes us to not 6.5.
6.5, it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
The question number 9, second last question.
Oh, this is just, now we'll give you a clue, but read it out.
How many other people with the last name Green have played at least one league game for South Fremantle?
It's a lot less than you'd think. I feel like Green's a pretty common last name.
In
the history. Oh. It is a lot less than you'd think. Like a lot. I would have thought there'd be quite a lot.
Mm. I'm just trying to think. I don't know. I haven't really heard of a Green. I'm trying to think of the lockers, like when I walk in and see all the names on the lockers. Let's just say, including myself.
No.
Two.
Wow.
See, I'm
good guess up. That. Good guess that.
That was shocking. I was going through like two people with last name Green played for South Carolina, and they played since the 1800s or something.
Jesus.
Right. Because there's the two on the Giants list.
Mm.
Toby Green.
Yeah, and
It wasn't even if there was others with that was Green with the E on the end. Yeah. It was just the name as a whole.
Well, there you go. We're on a 7.5 now.
Still got the points.
So we can get a possible of 12.5 here.
Which wouldn't be a bad result. You'd definitely take that considering the start.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a who am I. So basically how this works is it's somewhere related to who you are, where you've come from, junior clubs, waffle club, etc. It's we read out the birthday. We won't read any more out, but you can have unlimited guesses. And then
once you're
ready to move on, we'll go through it more, but the more we go through it, the less points are up for grabs each time.
All right.
So I was born on the 10th of August, 1997.
What? 1997.
You can fire our names.
1997, how long ago is that?
It's 25 years ago.
And it's footy and stuff.
Yeah, just someone related to where you've come from, could be junior club.
South Freo.
25. 10th of August. I've got zero idea.
You want to move on?
Hang on. 10th of August. And he's 25. He or she?
We'll say it's a he. We don't usually give clues, but yeah.
Who's 25? Jimmy Miller?
Probably is, but it's not Jimmy.
We'll move on.
All right. I'm the last player to be drafted out of the Brookton Pingerley Panthers. For 4 points.
Tom, the big tall ruckman for Western Bulldogs.
It is. Can you remember his name? Yeah, we'll give it. We'll give it.
Yeah.
Tim English.
Yeah, I was going to say
Tim English. You knew who it was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've got no idea with names.
But that's 4 points. So you're on 11.5?
Yes, 11.5. Right.
So
I'm on the bottom pretty much.
Well, you're not last.
Definitely not last.
You're above a premiership player, a Brownlow medalist, so you can't complain.
That's all right then.
And then, made debut for the reigning premiers at the time in 2017. Signed a 2-year deal earlier in the year and wears number 44.
Mm.
Yeah. Tim English. So big Timmy. Wasn't too many from that way, but
no.
Good Timmy old, was the last one.
So. Good old Tom.
Yeah.
Tom English.
I was about to call him.
Anyway, well, you take that from the start. You had 11.5. It's not too bad at all. But Steely, hope you enjoyed tonight and all the best for the rest of your year before the draft and obviously the combine and the draft later on in the year.
Yeah. Cheers, lads. Thanks for having me.
Great fun. All right. Socials, Ethan, of course, at Bray and Ethan. Everywhere you go. TikTok's just Bray Ethan.
Flicked over the 3K mark on
Instagram. Yes, we did.
So that's good.
We did. And also give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, that would be
on wherever you are.
Appreciate it.
So it would be great. But Ethan, it's been great fun. We'll be back next week.
Yep. Sure.
Until then, we'll be back here on the Bray and Ethan podcast.